In the quiet town of Maple Heights, a mystery is lurking. On October 26, 2023, Michelle Arnold, a vibrant young woman of just 23 years, disappeared without a trace. This wasn't just a case of someone not coming home one night. No, this was a full-blown vanishing act, a sudden void in the fabric of a close-knit community. Michelle Arnold, an effervescent spirit, full of life and promise, was here one day and gone the next. Her absence sends ripples through the calm waters of Maple Heights, a town where such things are not supposed to happen. Yet here we are, left with a haunting question. What happened to Michelle Arnold? October 26, 2023, a date etched into the hearts of Michelle's loved ones. A date that marks the beginning of a painful journey of uncertainty. A journey that, despite the tireless efforts of law enforcement and the relentless pursuit of answers by her family and friends, has yet to reach its destination. Michelle's family hasn't stopped searching, distributing missing person flyers, following up on leads, and clinging to hope. The local law enforcement, too, has been persistent. Yet, despite all the combined efforts, there's been no substantial progress. The case remains shrouded in mystery. Michelle's whereabouts, her fate, remains unknown. As we delve deeper into the mystery surrounding Michelle's disappearance, let's keep in mind that at the heart of this case is a family living in hope of their beloved daughter's safe return. This isn't just a story of a missing person. It's a story of a community's resilience, a family's unyielding hope, and the enduring human spirit that refuses to give up. As we peel back the layers of this mystery, remember, at the end of the day, it's about bringing Michelle home. In the wake of Michelle's disappearance, her family, friends, and local law enforcement have left no stone unturned in their search for her. The community of Maple Heights has come together in an extraordinary show of unity, spurred by the shared goal of bringing Michelle home. Michelle's loved ones have been tireless in their efforts, distributing missing person flyers far and wide, hoping to catch the eye of someone who might have seen her. Her face, frozen in time, graces these flyers, a poignant reminder of the young woman who vanished without a trace on October 26, 2023. The local law enforcement has been just as relentless, from following up on leads and potential sightings to conducting exhaustive searches in and around Maple Heights. Their mission has been clear: find Michelle Arnold. Every lead, every tip, every possible sighting has been meticulously investigated, with the hope that one might provide the breakthrough they desperately need. Yet, despite these Herculean efforts, the search for Michelle has so far yielded no substantial progress. The leads have run dry, the sightings have led to dead ends, and the investigations have turned up no sign of Michelle. The lack of progress is not for lack of trying, but rather a testament to the perplexing nature of Michelle's disappearance. In the face of these challenges, Michelle's family and friends remain hopeful. Their determination is unwavering, their spirits unbroken. They continue their search, clinging to the belief that Michelle is out there, somewhere, waiting to be found. Each day that passes without a sign of Michelle only deepens the mystery. The question that haunts the minds of everyone involved in the search remains unanswered. Where is Michelle Arnold? As the search for Michelle continues, this question becomes more pressing. Every day, every hour, every minute that Michelle remains missing, the urgency to find her grows, and with it, the resolve of those who refuse to give up the search. As each day passes, the mystery deepens. Where is Michelle Arnold? As Michelle's 24th birthday approaches, her family prepares to celebrate in her absence, a poignant reminder of their loss. The significance of this day is not lost on them. Birthdays are usually a time of joy and celebration, a day to gather family and friends, to rejoice in the life of a loved one. But for Michelle's family, this day has taken on a different hue of melancholy and longing. Each passing day makes the void left by Michelle's disappearance feel more profound, but her birthday brings a particular sense of sorrow. It's a stark reminder of their loss, a day that should have been filled with laughter and love, now shadowed by her absence. And yet, in the face of this deepening sadness, Michelle's family clings to hope. They prepare to celebrate her birthday, not as a day of mourning, but as a tribute to her spirit. They gather around her favorite foods, her favorite music playing in the background, stories of her echoing through the room. It's their way of keeping her memory alive, of reminding themselves and each other that she is still a part of their lives. They hold on to the belief that somewhere, Michelle is out there, waiting to be found. They continue to distribute missing person flyers, to follow up on leads, to do everything in their power to bring her home. They lean on each other for strength, their resolve unshaken, their hope undiminished. This day of celebration has turned into a day of quiet reflection and renewed determination. They blow out the candles on her cake, each one a silent prayer for her safe return. They look at her picture, not with despair, but with a steadfast hope that they will see her smile again. In the midst of their heartbreak, Michelle's family continues to hope for her safe return. They face each day with courage and resolve, their love for Michelle burning as bright as the candles on her uncelebrated birthday cake. Each day, each moment, is a testament to their unwavering hope, a hope that someday, Michelle will be there to blow out her candles herself. The community of Maple Heights has rallied around the Arnolds, offering support and joining in their search for Michelle. In the face of adversity and heartbreak, the community's response to Michelle's disappearance has been nothing short of remarkable. Neighbors, friends, and even strangers have come together in an impressive display of solidarity, transforming personal grief into collective action. Missing person flyers bearing Michelle's smiling face have become a common sight all around Maple Heights. They are found on telephone poles, in local businesses, and even in the hands of residents who have made it their mission to ensure that Michelle's absence is felt by all. Local businesses have also stepped up, providing resources to aid in the search. Some have offered their premises as meeting points for search parties, while others have donated supplies or services to keep the search efforts going. This united front has not only been a source of comfort for the Arnold family, but it has also kept Michelle's story alive, ensuring that her disappearance remains at the forefront of everyone's minds. Moreover, the community's response extends beyond the physical realm. Social media platforms have been buzzing with posts and updates about Michelle. Hashtags like #FindMichelle and #HopeForMichelle have trended, creating a digital echo of the community's determination and hope. Community gatherings have also been held, turning public spaces into havens of shared hope and resilience. Candlelight vigils illuminate the night, painting a poignant picture of a community staying strong in the face of uncertainty, each flickering flame a testament to the enduring hope that Michelle will be found. Such is the power of a united community. Even in the darkest of times, they find a way to shine a light, to offer a beacon of hope. It's a testament to the human spirit, to our innate ability to rally around those in need, to transform personal grief into collective action. This tight-knit community remains hopeful, their collective spirit undeterred. While the community continues their search, law enforcement agencies are conducting their own investigations, following up on leads and possible sightings. In the complex labyrinth of a missing person case like that of Michelle Arnold, law enforcement plays a pivotal role. The police are not just the first responders, but they also provide the backbone to the ongoing search. They meticulously comb through every piece of evidence, trace every lead, and analyze every possible sighting. It's a race against time, a pursuit for justice, a beacon of hope for the family and friends waiting anxiously for any news. Yet the role of law enforcement is not merely about solving the case. It's also about ensuring the safety of the community, about keeping the public informed, and about maintaining public trust. They are the bridge between the public's concern and the resolution of the case. In Michelle's case, law enforcement agencies from Warrensville Heights and Maple Heights have been relentlessly working on her disappearance. They've been following up on every lead, every possible sighting, no matter how small or vague. They've been reaching out to the community, urging anyone with information to come forward. Their dedication reflects their commitment to serving and protecting their communities. However, despite their best efforts, the progress has been frustratingly slow. The leads have been inconclusive, the sightings unverified. The lack of substantial progress is a stark reminder of the complexities and challenges that law enforcement faces in such cases. Each passing day adds to the urgency, yet the answers remain elusive. But let's not forget, law enforcement is not infallible. They are tasked with solving a puzzle with missing pieces, a story with blank pages. Their work is often hindered by limited resources, time constraints, and the sheer unpredictability of such cases. Yet, they persist. They continue their search, their investigation, their pursuit for answers. They carry the weight of public expectation, the hope of a family, and the responsibility of their badge. Despite their best efforts, law enforcement has yet to crack this case. The question on everyone's mind remains, where is Michelle Arnold? As we grapple with the mystery of Michelle's disappearance, one question hangs heavy in the air. It's the unanswered question that has been lurking in the shadows, the one we've all been skirting around. It's time we faced it head on. Could Michelle's girlfriend have had something to do with her disappearance? Now, let's tread carefully. It's not a question we ask lightly or without thought for the people involved. We must remember that every person entangled in this mystery is a human being with feelings, hopes, and fears. Just like us, they are living this nightmare every day, searching for answers, craving closure. But we must also acknowledge that in cases like these, it's often those closest to the victim who come under scrutiny. It's a harsh reality, but it's one we can't ignore. So let's dive into this question with empathy, but also with a determination to uncover the truth. Michelle's girlfriend has been there from the beginning. She was there when Michelle was last seen. She's been there throughout the search, feeling every high and low alongside Michelle's family. But could there be more to her involvement than meets the eye? Could she hold the key to unlocking this mystery? There are no clear answers yet, no concrete evidence pointing one way or the other. But as we've seen time and again, the truth has a way of revealing itself, often when we least expect it. It's a delicate balance, one that requires patience, persistence, and a relentless quest for the truth. So we find ourselves back at the heart of the mystery, wrestling with the unanswered question. What do you think? Could Michelle's girlfriend be involved in her disappearance? As we continue to seek answers in the disappearance of Michelle Arnold, your thoughts and theories could make a difference. The power of collective thinking is immense. It's like a thousand minds working together, each one adding a unique perspective, each one shining a light from a different angle. And when these lights intersect, they can illuminate the darkest corners, revealing clues that might otherwise have remained hidden. So, what do you think? Where could the answers lie? What are the possible scenarios that could explain Michelle's disappearance? Could there be something we've overlooked, or perhaps a theory that hasn't been fully explored? We encourage you to share your thoughts in the comments section below. Your insights and suggestions could provide that crucial piece of the puzzle that we've been missing. And remember, every voice counts. Every comment, every theory, every like, every share amplifies our message and brings us one step closer to finding Michelle. So, don't hesitate. Like this video if you found it informative, comment with your thoughts and theories, and share it with your friends, your family, your social circles. The wider our reach, the greater our chances of finding answers. Subscribe to our channel to stay updated on the latest developments and to be part of our community that's committed to seeking the truth. We're in this together, and together we can make a difference. Each one of us can contribute in our own way, no matter how small it may seem. In the grand scheme of things, it's these small contributions that add up, that make a difference, that move mountains. So, let's keep the conversation going. Let's keep asking questions, keep seeking answers, keep shining our lights into the darkness. Together, we can keep the conversation going and hopefully bring Michelle Arnold home.